I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's brought to you by the NBA. The NBA playoffs are happening right now. Don't miss out on the action. It is Adrian Wojnarowski has reported on his Twitter. We talked about it last segment a little bit, but I was kind of like guessing because I was going off headlines. He is definitely reported now. Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee will replace Bradley Beal and Kevin Love on Team USA's roster for the Olympics.
Okay,
so that makes sense. Official.
I guess
that's official. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask our next guest about that on the line. It's Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Patsos. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Love to be here. Sorry, J and J are gone, but looks like I got a JR Moore. I got another J.
That was the requirement for filling in, is that my name had to start with J. And other than that, I changed it just for the sake of being able to host this show.
I love it. How are we doing? We're very saddened by Bradley Beal news. For those of you who don't know, I cover the Washington Wizards. I'm an NBA insider for Odyssey. But I work for NBC Washington, and I cover the Wizards. Bradley Beal is a tremendous human being, great guy, really good player, shoots the twos, gets to the free throw line, can make threes. That's not his strongest part of his game. And he was so looking forward to playing. I'm going to tell everybody else that Bradley Beal, this is devastating as a human being because he wanted to represent his country. He's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I know you guys have the AAA Cardinals there.
Yeah, from Malou, I forgot.
He's like a normal guy. He's like so normal. He loves the Ravens because they had Reed. He loves the Cardinals because he grew up in St. Louis. Of course, you know, he played with Jason Tatum. But he wanted to go represent his country. And he wanted to go win Olympic gold medals. This is a chance for Bradley Beal to shine on the stage, the global stage. So Kevin Love, I know he's a little older. He's been there. He's got an NBA championship in his pocket. But I know Bradley Beal was devastated and it stinks. Now, Keldon Johnson, Kentucky kid, got better. He was really highly rated out of Oak Hill. Goes to Kentucky, hits a little bit of a wall, gets picked in the 20s, has really turned it around and flourished under Greg Popovich in the Spurs system. And then McGee, he gives you some. I like JaVale McGee playing because he was kind of a troubled guy that couldn't find his way early in Washington and stuff like that. Went to the Lakers, grew up, got his championship. So that's two guys that are going to get a chance to play for the gold. Nigeria and Australia has shown us that this is not going to be an easy road. I still think with Durant, by the way, Booker's coming and so is Middleton. I think it's a good chance for Keldon Johnson to really show what he can do, and then McGee gives him, you know, like Love, some veteran leadership and defense.
We kind of saw in those two, especially the two games that the U.S. struggled in, that they might have issues with no big guys and no rebounding. And so JaVale McGee is certainly, I mean, I'm assuming that is – they saw that and went, oops, we're going to have to fix this real fast. And that was why they decided to make him an addition. Do you think that, and I know they have some more guys coming, but do you think there is like a roster or chemistry makeup issue that they have? Like with, they have a lot of guys who can make shots and who can create shots and make shots, but not a lot of guys to like get physical and bounce around with, or guys who can handle the ball and distribute the basketball to help these shot makers get good looks. Do you think they have an issue here?
Hey, you know what? Until I have to watch them closer, but sure. I mean, Durant's going to take some shots and they need a distributor. Keldon Johnson can do a little of everything, but I want to see Booker and Middleton come over and they're clearly, you know, remember Nigeria has six pros. They were coached by Mike Brown, and Australia has a bunch of pros, and the game's become global. Other guys can play.
Sure.
Are they going to need some more distribution? I wish Chris Paul would play, but, you know, Chris Paul's got his hands full right now, and he's an older guy. I guess Trae Young.
I guess it feels like to me, yeah, I'm with you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. You know, certain guys I wish played and some guys didn't play, but are they going to have to distribute? Sure. They're going to have to rebound the ball. McGee gives them some veteran leadership and shot blocking, but Durant, Booker, and Middleton are going to have to win that gold medal for him. That's who's going to have to win that gold medal for him over in Japan. That's what I think.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good point, but I wish there were more, it felt like there were more guys you'd be like, oh, this guy can win the gold medal for them, or this guy. Like, even the older teams, like when Carmelo was playing, you know, Carmelo, you didn't think he was the best guy on the floor, he was awesome for Team USA, and like they just seemed to have like a great chemistry, even with him kind of being the lead dog, and he was playing with guys who were arguably better than him.
I wish Carmelo would go back and play. I completely agree. He has great experience. He's really flourished in a six-man role in Portland. He's playing the floor again. And I agree. Carmelo brings something to the team that's just a really interesting facet, and that's called chemistry and love of the game and wants to win for his country. And I'm really interested to see how Popovich does this on the fly because he wants guys that are playing in the finals. And I also thought Curry. Curry wanted to play. Steph Curry was going to play. And so I don't know what happened. Steph Curry thought he was going to play.
Oh,
so
I assumed Curry didn't want to play. He wanted to play and they didn't ask him?
No. They asked him. My point was he was going to play, and I think because of the wear and tear and stuff on him. Like, you know, he had mentioned that he wanted to play in the Olympic Games, you know, and, oh, he can, you know, guy had, he was probably the MVP of the year with the team he had around him.
Yeah.
But, you know, John Morant, what's up with John Morant? Why isn't he playing?
I'm glad you asked. Ja apparently depends on what you take, how
it's
you read
mixed
it,
messages on Twitter,
on,
right?
On his, yeah. on his social media. He has made some tweets that would lead you to believe that he is rather miffed by not being asked to play. And then he responded later by saying, oh, no, that wasn't about Team USA. That was about something else. Y'all need to quit reading between the lines on my tweets. But if I was to guess, I don't think he was asked, and I think he wanted to do it. And then now I think he is a little miffed that he wasn't asked.
Man, you got to ask. See, give the young guys like him a chance. And by the way, best young team in the league, Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, sir.
Led by him. Best young team in the league. You got him. And you have really good bench. You had Dylan Brooks and Melton, and Jaren Jackson's coming back. I love you, big. But it's about John Morant. He would have flourished. And by the way, he'd have all the young kids watching the Olympics. I'm really surprised by that because I had him twice this year with NBC and thought he was fantastic. Love watching him play. And that would bring a lot more attention to the Olympics. Let him play. Young guy with KD, old guy. I'm a little disappointed to hear that.
I am too, because that, like, it's kind of, you know, even the thing that I was, the roster that I was talking about earlier, yes, the experience would be nice, and Chris Paul would probably be awesome as a distributor, but even Ja is young and is a great passer and has great vision and is exciting. And so, yes, pairing him up with, like, KD, I feel like that would be awesome for not only for their success, but also would be, like, make people very interested in watching them play. And so shined a new light on this, at least for me. I think that's a great point. I really wish they would have asked him. I think that would have been great.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed they didn't ask him. But now we'll see. But the finals, you know, we'll see what that gets coming down to. And I hope Booker and Middleton, after being tired, play. You know, I think Holiday's scheduled to play. And maybe they want to give some old – maybe Popovich, you know, Popovich is a veteran. I want to give some veteran guys. Ja will have a chance in the future.
Yeah.
So I believe it's Holiday, Middleton, and Booker who are ready to schedule. That's three really good players. And Holiday, he's showing you what he's doing defensively. He gives up 48 to Trae Young. He comes back in game six, Trae Young. I don't care if he was hurt or not. It was 4-for-17, and Holiday was all over him.
Yeah.
Well, now he got torched by Chris Paul in Phoenix, and everybody said it was over. Holiday's a fighter. He's a tough guy. He's fighting back, and he's giving Chris Paul all he can handle. And if Middleton can score like that, because Giannis looks almost back to normal, almost, but he's close enough. This series has taken a turn. Who are the people in Memphis rooting for more, Phoenix or Milwaukee, you think?
I think that's a tough question. I am
Phoenix because you're so young, or Milwaukee?
People hate Chris Paul here.
Well, people are not. Yeah, I'm on board with Milwaukee. And people, there's not a lot of Chris Paul fans here because it goes back to the Grizzlies and Clippers, you know, 8 or so, 9 years ago when they had such heated playoff series against each other. And they were the floppers, the L.A. floppers instead of the Clippers. And also, people here, we kind of relate to Milwaukee being a small market, and we have a young star in Ja that we want to stay here. And so Giannis re-signing and staying in Milwaukee, we're hoping is the blueprint for Ja keeping Ja around here in a small market. And so I'm personally pulling for Milwaukee, and I think a lot of people are because they want Milwaukee to be like, look, you don't have to leave and go to some huge market in order to be successful and be a rock star and win a championship. You can do that right where you are. And so that's really why I'm pulling for Milwaukee. And I think a lot of the city is
a great point.
And I'm glad you brought up because I did want to ask you about the NBA. We're talking with Coach Jimmy Patsos here on 92.9 FM ESPN. After the first two games, I wasn't positive the Bucks were going to be able to win any games. And then they win two in a row in front of a crazy crowd in Milwaukee. Giannis has one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen in an NBA Finals with the block. But before that, I felt until that block happened, I thought the Suns were going to win that game. But now it's tied 2-2, and so it's kind of one of those anything can happen. Do you think the trajectory of the series has changed? I'm not even sure where you are at the beginning of the series, who you thought was going to win. But do you think anything has shifted, or does it feel like the Suns are still like home court advantage and in control?
You know, that's a really good question. And here's the thing. I said the Bucks in six.
Ooh.
But I switched that. I did my original thing, BetQL, all over the country. I did these things, these radio hits, NBA Insider. I said the Bucks in six or seven. I just thought Drew Holiday and Middleton were a little older, a little more experienced than against. It's Bridges and Booker versus Holiday and Middleton. We both know Chris Paul is great, and everybody knew Giannis is great. But who's going to step up? Tucker, defensively good, but he can't score. You know, Saric is out, so there's no big deal there. DiVincenzo, you just start putting the matchups up. And I'm an old coach, so I get the two and the three men. Booker and Bridges versus Middleton and Holiday, okay? That's your matchup. Middleton came back. Holiday hit five threes. Holiday's playing D. But I can't lie to you guys. Booker came back and played great. Bridges a little disappointing on the road. But Chris Paul looked a little old all of a sudden.
He sure
Chris
did.
Paul looked a little in other words, what I'm saying to anybody listening, you put him on the whiteboard. I got Paul and Giannis Antetokounmpo even. Okay, they're going to do different things, but those two are going to neutralize each other. Well, all of a sudden, Chris Paul looks so slow, looks so old. We'll see what he can do, and that's what I mean about Drew Holiday wearing guys out. I do think that block was huge. Okay, LeBron's block was bigger because of one game seven and all that stuff, and it was just an unbelievable play. This might be the biggest momentum change of the series since Kevin McHale closed on Kurt Rambis.
Yes!
Back in the day. I'm old guys.
Yeah. Yes!
Kevin McHale, and I was on the road. And he just threw Rambis to the ground, and there was a fight, and all of a sudden the Celtics win the series. Like, this block is like, we're not going away. I'm here to stay. Giannis is here to stay. We're here to stay. We got Connaughton, Bobby Portis. I love him. He's an Arkansas guy right next to you.
Yeah.
Tough guy. Good player, can score. He's younger than you think. He was Mr. All Arkansas State 2 years for the Razorbacks. We had him in Washington. Portis is like a villain, and I think sometimes you need a villain. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, the block combined with Portis, combined with Middleton, combined with the crowd, I'm saying still the Bucks in six. You got to win a road game, though. This is for you younger listeners. Pat Riley, the GM of the Miami Heat, but he coached a long time for the Knicks and the Heat and the Lakers. And when he was in the Lakers, he always said, you got to win a road game to win the series, even if you have four at home.
Yep.
You got to kind of make a statement and win a road game. So first one to win the road game, I think, wins. And you got to like the Bucks' momentum going into game five.
They sure got it. I got one more question for you, and I'm going to get you out of here. Try to tie this back to Memphis a little bit. So you are a grassroots guy and very involved in that scene. I'm sure you're aware of that University of Memphis and Penny Hardaway have recently hired one of the best coaches of all time, Larry Brown, to be Penny's assistant. Do you think, I'm 1,000% confident as a basketball product on the court, Larry Brown is going to help and make that better. But do you think that he makes a difference in the recruiting for Memphis?
Yeah, the recruiting part will be next. Look, they got Noah Batchelor who plays on I'm in the Under Armour circuit right now in Dallas. Noah Batchelor's really good 6'6 guard, kind of Corey Kispert-ish.
Oh, nice.
Reminds me of Corey Kispert. Might take a year or two, but give him does a little of everything. He's like Corey Kispert. Well, Larry Brown can really coach. That's why I thought Musa Cisse leaving. I thought that was a little interesting. I know they got other big guys, but you had Lomax the guard coming back, and man, I would have just stayed just to see what it was like to work with Larry Brown every day. You got Penny Hardaway, Hall of Famer, great player, Memphis everything, guard coach. They got Larry Brown coming in. I think he's going to help him in the recruiting trail. His contacts are endless, but it'll be more on the court stuff. I think Larry Brown is just going to really, you know, I just think it might free Penny up a little from some obligations because he has so many things he's got to do besides coach, but a great teacher. And I know Larry Brown's excited. I think it's cool. I'm coming down. I already told Sean Toohey. I'm coming down and staying. And
I love
Memphis
it.
Memphis practice.
Beautiful.
I'm coming down because I want to see Memphis practice because of Larry Brown. I want to see his practice. And I think any kid that runs out of Memphis right now is making a mistake because you get a chance to get topped by not only Penny Hardaway but Larry Brown.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
we really
Jimmy.
Do appreciate
that
it.
JR, I'll see you guys. I'll see you next week. I'll tell J&J. I hope the vacation was great. And
yeah.
Keep the faith. Big draft for the Grizzlies.
Yes, sir. Right. I love it.
For the Grizzlies. I will talk that next week. See you.
All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
That was Odyssey NBA Insider. Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up. Mmm, yummy. To make the most of the stop you need to make.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.